Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in at this time from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our guy, our Pirates insider, Jason Mackey, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Hi, Jason. How's everything?
Hey, Colin. Going great, man. Happy to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. It's just me today. Chris is off until Monday. Jim will be back in tomorrow. And by the way, Jason is on that fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. All right, let's tackle this one first. Gregory Polanco put a charge into one last night, had a couple hits, had a couple walks, even had a loud out, if you will, Clint Hurdle. That being said, is this the start of something different after having a couple days down? And he'll get to play again today with a righty, one would think. Or is this just a mirage? Where are you on it?
Man, I would like to believe it's true. I also know the context surrounding it, and I can't possibly believe that one at bat's going to change, you know, sort of the trajectory of what Gregory Polanco has done to this point. I mean, it's a soap opera, man. It's a soap opera going back to spring. It's a soap opera going back to when he made his MLB debut. And, you know, I love the guy. I think he's an absolutely quality dude. But he's been horribly inconsistent. There hasn't been any, you know, sort of pattern to what he's doing. So I liked what I saw last night. I thought he had some really good at-bats, patient taking pitches. The swing against Musgrove was excellent. We've also seen him not good. You know, as early as this week, the pinch hit appearance was ugly. So I'd like to believe there's some traction there, but I think until he strings a bunch of games together, I understand not believing it, and I have a tough time believing it myself.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Talking to Jason Mackey here. Tell me about with Adam Frazier, tell me about the risk-reward with valuation in terms of trading him either at spring training or right out of spring training and or waiting until near the deadline and the calculated risk this organization is taking.
Yeah, so there's a couple questions they're asking, Colin, and they're important ones. And, you know, bottom line, you're trying to get what you feel like the player is worth. I mean, nobody wants to make a bad deal. And so that's what Charrington is looking at. Like, how do we play this the best? And they've been looking at it from a few different angles. And I wouldn't say that Adam Frazier is exclusive. I mean, there's certainly, you do that with every trade, and the Pirates have a few candidates in that department. But with Frazier, I mean, you're looking at, if we remove him, what sort of backfill do we have? And they don't have a ton. I would argue maybe when Hayes gets back, what we've seen from Phillip Evans, they're better insulated against it. But, you know, Cole Tucker was a pretty big disappointment coming out of spring training. I think they would have been in a bad spot if they were forcing him to play every day. And at the same time, Adam Frazier was coming off of a year that was very much an aberration for him. And he's been steady. You know, I don't know, 725 OPS, batting average around 280, basically everywhere in his career, and was significantly below that in a shortened season. So you're basically balancing, do we think that Adam Frazier is going to return to his adequate level of production while we're not necessarily insulated against trading this guy and let him perform versus what we might have on the table now? And so the reward is letting him do that, trusting that he's going to play well and that a better offer will be on the table halfway through the season.
Time right now, 9:06. That's great stuff, by the way. It's very succinctly put, and it's a great way to put it. Time right now is 9:06, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Phillip Evans takes an 0 for last night. He strikes out a couple times. Is it time to unplug him, or do you keep riding him for a day?
Oh, you keep riding him. I would not unplug Evans whatsoever. And if I'm the Pirates, I want to see what's there, man. Like, I'm a firm believer of you know, if you hit, we'll find a place to play you. And that's what category for me Evans is falling in right now. I want to see how far this can go. Maybe he's an everyday player. Maybe he's a Ben Zobrist who bounces around to a couple different positions. That would be awesome for Phillip Evans. That'd be awesome for the Pirates. Or maybe he is, you know, enjoying a hot start and this is going to level off. I don't know. But I want to see which direction it goes. And while Ke'Bryan Hayes is out, there are at-bats to be had. I don't think they should be married to absolutely anything at center. Those guys have been awful, and Brian Reynolds is perfectly capable of shifting over there. Find a spot for Phillip Evans to play. I don't care about an 0-for-4. It's baseball. It's about the process. You're going to go 0-for-4 on the way to a 3-for-10, and that makes you an all-star. So I don't care about that. I would like to see him continue to play.
No opinion, straight news. Tell me what you know about Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Ke'Bryan Hayes swung a bat yesterday. Small swings, not like he was, you know, ripping 40 balls in the cage. I don't think this is going to be too much longer. Colin, sorry you asked me for straight news, mm-hmm. but tough to not put the analysis on there. But he's made great progress over the past 48 hours. They're optimistic about it, but at the same time, they just don't want to rush this. With the way he's trending, though, I have a tough time seeing this go too long.
All right, back to all opinion. What's going on with Chad Kuhl?
He's not throwing strikes, which is a hot take for a guy that just walked 7, I know.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for joining 93.7 The Fan. You're just accumulating sponsors with those hot takes. We're going to have people lined up to sponsor your segments. No, but I mean, it is
insider for them.
Yes, it is that simple, though. If you don't throw strikes, you're not going to have success. It's that way when you're eight years old or 28 years old.
Man, it's the same way with what he's throwing strikes with. He doesn't have confidence with his fastball. He doesn't know where it's going. This traces back to his very first outing in spring training. He said he was screwing around between a two-seamer and a four-seamer, and he wanted to settle on one. By and large, he hasn't settled on one, and there hasn't been much improvement in terms of where it's going. I think last start was kind of an outlier for Kuhl in that he didn't have very good command of his curveball and slider. Normally, those two have been kind of his safety blankets. He can go to those when he can't throw his fastball for a strike. But by and large, with him, the sample size that we've seen, he can't consistently and successfully locate his fastball, and you're pitching from behind. It's an easy fix when you think about it. I mean, some of it's mechanical. I think some of it's mental at this point. I would start with mechanical and hope that the mental follows, but he has to locate his fastball better.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Is this team loath to put Brian Reynolds in center field, and if so, why?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There seems to be a hesitance there, and he's been very good out there. I guess you could make the argument that left field at PNC Park is not the easiest place to play, and I think Reynolds does an excellent job of that. But with the lack of production they've gotten out of their center fielders, I mean, it's not like they're displacing Starling Marte or somewhat even better than Marte to do this. You know, to me, you play him there and try to fill in a corner outfield spot. If you have Evans, great. Then maybe you try to fill in an infield spot. I would go back from there because, I mean, Dustin Fowler and Anthony Alford have been giving you nothing. But to this point, we've seen them very sporadically give Reynolds some work. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they went that route, Colin, because of what I'm saying about Alford and Fowler. They've just been that bad. Like, I think now is kind of the break glass period. But mm-hmm. I don't know why there's such hesitation there.
I see that one of the minor leagues, and I read this story, and it was with they're going to move the mound back. They want to move the mound back 1 foot to kind of tinker with that to try to get out of the three true outcomes. For me, that might spike the rate in walks, so it could be counterproductive, but more so it's not 60 feet. It's going to be 61 feet. Is the real way to get out of three true outcomes is to have hitters be simply better hitters and handle the bat better and not swing out of their shoes all the time?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it. I actually am a bigger fan of deadening the ball than I think most people are.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Kill it. Don't make it fly as far. I mean, if you can reduce, and I think fans like home runs still, but I think if I'm a baseball fan, honestly, man, like I would be more intrigued by a better pace of play, quicker games, more balls in play, not being there all day long because guys are changing their swing trajectories and trying to hit home runs. And if you deaden the ball, make home runs less likely, guys are going to hit more for average, hit balls in gaps, you're going to have more balls in play. And theoretically, I would hope that you sort of have fewer counts or, you know, fewer deep counts and you're able to move the game along. I don't know if that last one would take effect, but I don't need to see like six home runs a game to be entertained. I would rather see more of a steady drip of action with like strategy, guys stretching a double into a triple, that sort of thing. And to me, the deadening the ball does that without also risking walks, because I agree with you. Moving the mound back, I don't know if you're improving the product, because if your walk total spike, that it just doesn't solve the problem.
Oh, no, I agree with you there. I absolutely agree with you. To mess with the dimensions is like moving the basketball hoop a foot higher. It's never made sense to me when people bring that kind of stuff up. What about pace in terms of, and I know they've tried it clock, they've done it in the fall league, they've done it in spring training and different things. Are we still at a big problem once the pitcher catches the ball back from the catcher?
Yeah, no doubt. And the biggest thing with all this stuff, and I actually, it's funny, let me promote it for 1 second, but I have a story talking to Ben Charrington about some of these rule changes on our website right now, and there's all kinds of them from the minor leagues. One of the single A leagues, Colin, is going to a 15-second pitch clock. To me, that's a little extreme. But at the same time, if you think about it, like when the pitcher gets the ball back, I mean, there's so much downtime fiddling around. Like if you find a way to enforce that stuff better, man, can things improve. And you know, if you slice a little bit off of there, a little bit between innings, like it doesn't necessarily have to be pace of play. It's just there's a lot of time where like I'm watching the batter step out of the box every time and adjust his batting gloves and adjust his cup and adjust whatever. Like, it drags, man. And I know that baseball purists are going to say, oh, well, there's strategy and there's thinking involved. Okay, great. But when people are tuning out, it's probably not the best thing for the product. Think faster. You wouldn't be the first ones to have to think a little bit faster or do your job in a little bit of a different way right now. And that would be my stance on it, is just try to look for those little pockets of time where you can shorten it up and it requires enforcement.
Last thing, do I have your permission to just watch this season this year and look for the cultivation of young talent, watch Key Brian Hayes, watch what maybe Phil Evans is doing in some of these younger people, and not every day gripe about the ownership and not every day gripe about the record, and just kind of watch and be a baseball fan and realize that this front office is doing things a little bit different and hoping that it gets turned around while deep-seatedly really wishing they'd spend more money and all of that, but not complaining about it every day? Am I allowed to do that?
Man, it's a free country. You can do whatever the heck you want to do. But it is hard, though, right? Like, even from a beat writer's perspective, it's hard to not focus on, like, the ins and outs and the day-to-day and the minutia. And, you know, you lose sight of the bigger picture. I'm guilty of it. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, well, I mean, you're playing baseball games. They're competitive. We have to care about the outcome or whatever. But when you step back, yeah, you should be thinking about the develop. I had this discussion with Mike Persak the other day about Mitch Keller. Like, we expected him to have a growth season, right? Like for him to grow up. You don't grow up without struggling. So he struggled some. So what? And then he came back better. We should be happy about that. Step back and think about like where these ups and downs and peaks and valleys are taking us. And that's hard. And I struggle with it too. But so yes, you have my permission to do that. I still expect people to gripe about ownership. I still expect them to gripe about losses. But to me, what's cool, and you get it on your end, I get it on mine, and people care. It's such an awesome sports city because they do care, and they can't help but not care.
Absolutely. Jason, I care. I care about you. Thank you so very much. We'll talk again next week. Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Enjoyed it, as always. We'll chat again.
Thanks, Colin. Take care, man. Next week.
Great, great stuff, Jason Mackey. His coverage is spectacular. You know, there are a lot of times, especially in the weekend editions, of the paper or online at postgazette.com, and Jason's our baseball insider here, our Pirates insider at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, where I read something that Jason wrote and I go, wow, that's a story angle that no one else had and no one else thought of. And I think that's what Jason does absolutely best on the beat that he covers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.